Welcome to the Second Peak, Span.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Oh, sure. Up at 4:45 every morning, and I get through my daily personal activities. I make the same smoothie every single day. I'm at my desk at the same time, and I have my day blocked out so that I do the right things at the right time. Early mornings is my creative and writing time, so I block out about 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. just for that.
What is the best constructive guidance you've received in your career?
Respecting my time and the time of others. Certainly being able to block it and manage my calendar has been sometimes a struggle, but definitely vital to my success.
What is the best constructive guidance you've given to someone?
I would say about the same. Definitely, being able to work on your terms as opposed to being dictated by all of the distractions that are out there. For example, I don't text. So if somebody texts me, they get an out-of-office reply that says I don't text. I have enough problems keeping up with all the other forms of communication, so I figure if somebody wants to communicate with me, they'll do it on my terms.
I feel better that I'm not the only one with you on that. What is the life mantra? What is the life mantra you live by?
Do or do not, there is no try.
What is the one sport you excel at or you wish you could excel at?
Well, I've been a swimmer my entire life, and last year in my midlife crisis, I took up paddleboarding and am thoroughly enjoying that.
Do you have any hidden talents? What are they?
I used to play in a rock and roll band, so I'm a guitar player by trade, and actually that's how I paid for college, was playing in a band.
What is the most courageous thing you've done in the last year?
In the last year? I got a dog.
What type of dog? How wonderful.
it's a cockapoo. I'm not used to having small dogs. All my dogs have been rather larger, 45, 50 pounds. And the reason I say I was courageous in doing that is because we lost our other dog just a few months around Thanksgiving and wasn't really sure if we were ready for another one. But I said, you know what? We need to do it.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
That I don't have a sense of humor and that I don't know how to smile.
What is the most heartfelt compliment you've received?
Good job by anybody that I admire.
If you could redo any life experience, which one would it be?
Well, I have two. I guess that would be my first and second ex-Mrs. Morris marriages.
Do you have any marriage advice?
Don't get married.
When the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Wow, that's a great question. I typically follow my heart.
Last time you ignored your gut feeling, what happened?
Oh, I got completely screwed. Yeah, the gut is underrated, I think, in many businesses. I lost a lot of money.
Perfect retirement destination.
Really anywhere. I am agnostic as to where I live. I don't like it cold, though, so I think Canada is out. But anything in the temperate zone.
What is your favorite comfort food?
Crab cakes.
Please finish the sentence.
Promises are sacred.
If you had only $10, what would you spend it on?
I would spend it on marketing a service, and with the money that came in from that marketing, I would reinvest it back in and continue to do so until that $10 turned into $10,000.
Well, you must be a psychic. If you had only $10,000, what would you spend it on?
I would rinse and repeat. I would do the same thing. Try and grow the pot.
Last thing you do before calling it a day.
I decompress, meditate, do my journal, and then I read anything that is not business-oriented.
Are there any initiatives you host or causes you support?
Definitely support Rotary International and the eradication of polio. Our local Rotary does some great things in the local community, and I'm proud to say I'm active in that.
Lance, what do you do, and where can people contact you?
I'm what's called a customer experience strategist, so I show businesses how to adapt the strategies and tactics that the Walt Disney Company uses and how to implement that into everyday Main Street businesses. And I can be reached at deliverservicenow.com.
Thank you for joining us on Executive Peaks.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.